This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back with another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you haven't done this before, I encourage you to go to their website, hatandsons.com, and when you go there, you click on a little video that will give you a demonstration of what I talk about when I talk about how H.A. Thompson & Sons can save you money. So it's just hatandsons.com. That's easy to remember, right? That name has been part of the Bismarck Mandan for over 100 years, and now spreading across the entire region, 600 different facilities that use them with environmental maintenance agreements, so the building and the business owner saves money. It's really simple. Actually, the number is now more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. I haven't even updated it for a while, but it is literally over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So if you go there, just click on commercial, and then you click on commercial contract maintenance, and there's a little video. It really explains everything I could ever say. Pretty amazing. 4 decades of excellence, and they continue at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Okay, friends, this hour we're going to talk about more of the same. A lot of great comments last hour. Appreciate the insight and analysis on all these points that we get. I just told somebody in the break, it shouldn't be called work, because it's fun, it's exhilarating, it is, I think, therapeutic to a certain extent in times like this, where you can just see everything that's being said on an evening newscast in a newspaper and instantly understand the bias that's in that, and how it is not seeing the forest through the trees, and then able to select that out and say, no, wait a minute, what about this? What about that? That's why you're great. Really appreciate it. So keep bringing it right here on What's On Your Mind. Live from Watford City tomorrow, it is Best of the West Rib Fest. Take some time. Take it all in. They start with a Boy Scout breakfast in the morning, and they go through the great entertainment at night. And a street fair, great food, rib contest, a lot of fun. So we'll be up there tomorrow. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us for a talk radio town hall in hour number 2 tomorrow. All right, one of the things we do on this program we take very seriously is any questions you bring to us to try and get answers. And we had a call recently about, hey, I went in for a driver's license, and I can't even believe I thought I brought everything. I bring a passport, I bring a birth certificate, but no, it wasn't enough. I had to go back and find a marriage certificate. What is going on? Like, what is happening? So we quickly reached out to DOT, and they said, well, first of all, that's for real ID versus a driver's license, but we wanted to get some answers. So we invited the DOT Driver's License Division Director in North Dakota, Brad Schaefer, to join us today on the program, talk a little bit about this. Brad, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the time today. So am I right? Are we real ID and driver's license two different things required for those, first of all?
That is correct.
Okay, so the person that called and said, I was trying to get a driver's license, I had to bring all this stuff in, must have gotten bad information from whoever he talked to. They thought he was wanting a real ID. So for a driver's license in North Dakota, is anything different right now in what you bring to get a driver's license?
Well, to get a driver's license, you would just need, if you're a new person, to get a birth certificate, and then, you need to provide your address information where you currently are living.
Got it. And for a real ID, first of all, what is a real ID?
Real ID is a federal mandate back issued in 2005 for a more secure credential. And really what that is, starting in beginning of October of 2020, you will need a real ID if you're going to fly commercially or if you need access into a federal building. And to get a real ID, you're going to need to provide your proof of identity. So the most common one there would be a birth certificate, or you could also bring in an unexpired passport. Then you also have to provide proof of your Social Security number. So, your normal Social Security card would work for that. And then you also need to provide two documents showing where your address is, where you currently live.
Like a utility bill or something like that?
Yeah, like your utility bill, your North Dakota driver's license, a valid vehicle registration, you know, a transcript or report card from a school, you know, things like that. And there's a big list on our website that you can check out for that information. And then also you need to be aware of if your name has changed from your current documents, from like your birth certificate. So if, you know, if you've been married before, you need to bring in that document also providing proof of your name change.
So it's a fair amount of information. Now, and again, the deadline here before you absolutely have to have this is over a year away.
Right. And the thing is, you don't absolutely have to have a real ID. You only need a real ID if you want it to travel commercially or if you need to get access into federal buildings. If you have a passport, that trumps all this stuff. So a passport will get you into, you know, traveling commercially. So this is only if you need the access to get on planes after October 2020 or into federal buildings.
And don't have a passport.
And don't have a passport, correct.
Yeah. By the way, any questions for our guest today? Certainly welcome if we're not answering the questions that came up previously or you have new ones, give us a ring at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And text welcome to it, 701-367-2054 for me or Todd at 701-226-8503. Question, there are resources online that make this process so much easier. I did the Real ID. What I found most concerning was people have all of these important sensitive information just loose in their hands with a ton of people around them. If folks don't have their documents in a folder or a way to shield people, folks could potentially see or steal important info. This is obviously someone that's suggesting online is better. What is available to do this online?
Well, online, you will not be able to get a real ID until after you have a real ID. So the first time you have to apply in person with those documents because we need to scan those documents into just our state database. And then once we have those, the next go around, when you expire in 6 years, then you can renew online. You don't have to bring any of those documents in again. Once we have them, we're good here on the state side.
Okay, and the value, I guess, of the website is just make sure you have what you need to come in, right? I mean, it gives you the heads
Correct.
Up on that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it lists everything you have so you can get all your documents organized so you know exactly what you're going to need so you don't have to come back. So you can take care of it all at the, you know, the first time you come in.
Seems a little odd. I mean, to just get on a plane when you could use a passport, right?
A lot of people won't have passports. So, you know, in North Dakota, we're at about 200,000 people that have passports.
And they're spendy, I suppose, right? So if you require a passport, everybody, then they've got to
right.
go get a passport. Yeah. Is the intention to use the real ID for anything else, like, for instance, making sure you are who you say you are at work or are legal to work in this country?
Well, yeah, you can use the real ID the same as you would use just your normal driver's license. You know, it is providing proof of your identity. So wherever you need to provide proof of your identity, you can use the real ID document.
Frank in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to ask a simple question. Why did this requirement come about?
The requirement came about because of 9/11. 18 of the 19 terrorists had multiple state driver's license documents. So Congress passed the Real ID Act of 2005 to increase the minimum security of credentials being issued by states.
Okay, so we were basically issuing licenses to non-American citizens. I'm wondering why they couldn't just use an international driver's license rather than being issued, you know, American driver's licenses, which up until, you know, this act passed was sufficient for an ID.
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily the case. It's just that people could get fraudulent documents. So that's why we have things in place now. The security is more stringent. You know, there's more, you know, we need these documents. It's not as easy for somebody just to come in and get a fake identification card. So it doesn't matter where they're from. We just need these documents to prove who you are. And if you have all these documents, we do some, you know, back-end security checks and things. And if we have all that, we feel comfortable that this is the person who's standing in front of us is who they say they are. that's really the point of what the Real ID is.
Okay, so then with some states issuing driver's licenses to illegals, I'm wondering if that played a part in it.
I don't believe that had any part of it.
Okay, good enough.
But,
thank you.
But obviously people that were here on visas got driver's licenses, and that was, as you said, one of the reasons 9/11 happened. They got on a plane because of that. What I get a kick out of is, you know, look, this seems to me to make some sense given what happened on 9/11, but they passed a law in 2005 and we're implementing it in 2020? Oh, my gosh. I mean, 19 years after 9/11, they're getting around to addressing 9/11. And that's, you don't own that. The feds own that, Brad, but it still seems kind of crazy. Let's see here. A bunch of other questions coming in. Let me see if I can get a quick one in here. Why do you need a marriage certificate when your Social Security card has your married name on it, Brad?
Why do you? Because we just still need that just to prove that the name changed on the birth certificate. Because you need the birth certificate to prove your identity.
Got it. Okay, so more of your questions coming up. Rick and Minot, you're next on the phone, and a bunch of texts, too, for our guest from North Dakota DOT, the driver's license director, Brad Schaefer, with us today. Don't go away.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Hey, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Remember from Caddyshack? Danny, be the ball. Be the ball. Be the ball. Well, I want you to think about the buffalo right now. Be the buffalo, okay?
Yeah, and you know the buffalo.
You know what the buffalo does? The buffalo runs into the storm. The buffalo, you know, the cow, other way. I'm out of here. The buffalo into the storm. So just remember that. And there is a be the buffalo spirit about many North Dakotans in every walk of life. law enforcement, first responders. I mean, I can go right down the list. Think of what teachers do to shape young minds and the good work they do. And the good ones we want to say thank you to and make sure they're rewarded. Well, our friends at Oasis Petroleum, a company that has adopted the Be the Buffalo spirit. In fact, their president, Taylor Reed, was in Williston just today. Matter of fact, probably still up there. With a town hall talking to folks, and that the Oasis team, they really have that Be the Buffalo spirit. And it is personified in everything that they do. And they, too, want to recognize that in other walks of life in North Dakota. So if you have somebody you think fits the bill, the Be the Buffalo spirit, help us honor them with a simple phone call to the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 6, 855-200-1776, extension 6. Continuing our chat with Brad Schaefer from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. He is new in the post as Driver's License Division Director, been at DOT for 14 years, but 2 weeks into the job, talking a little bit about your questions on Real ID today. And another here is asking about, well, we had a call off here during the break for one, we should address that, wanting to know the cost, and the cost, you said, is the same as a driver's license, right?
That's correct.
And also wanting to know about children. So is there a particular procedure for signing up children for the Real ID?
So for a child or a minor, they would need their birth certificate, and they would need their Social Security card, and then they would need their parents' proof of address, two documents for that.
Texter says, I recently got my Real ID in Dickinson. Very easy, and the staff were very pleasant to work with. So, there you got a gold star for the Dickinson team from Brad, right?
That's good to hear.
We love hearing that. Here's another question. Is Real ID available to green card holders?
No, it is not.
All right. Let's see who's next here. Scott, could you ask what is required to renew a commercial driver's license? I believe that's a little bit different.
To renew a commercial driver's license?
Yeah.
You would need just to renew. Are you talking a Real ID commercial driver's license or just a regular?
They don't say. They just say what's required to renew a commercial driver's license. I believe that's a little bit different.
Well, you would need your proof of address. You still need that. And then you'd also need a medical card if you're going across state lines.
Another wants to know what children will need to board flights. Real ID, right?
Yeah, after October 2020, correct.
Yeah, again, this goes in effect in about a year. So a Real ID should be required to vote, says another. Has there been any talk of using this for voting? Would that be a state-by-state decision, Brad?
Yeah, there has been no talk of that. So, that would have to be up to what the state would seem doable for that.
That's not your call. That's the legislature that would have to decide.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
Texture, I have a photocopy of my birth certificate. Is that acceptable?
No, it is not. We need the actual birth certificate.
Which you can ask for a replacement for if you've lost it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Question. 4 years ago on a CDL, I had to provide my birth certificate and Social Security number. Will that count for this Real ID this time?
Can you say that again, please?
Saying 4 years ago on a CDL, I had to provide birth certificate and Social Security. Will that count for this Real ID this time?
No, it is not. Does not. Because last time you just presented those, nothing was scanned into our system. As one of the Real ID requirements is that we need to scan those documents into our system.
Please ask the DOT guy how you can renew a Real ID online without getting a vision check.
You can renew a Real ID online, and if you have a Restriction 1 on your driver's license, you need to provide a vision certification from your eye doctor. If you do not have a Restriction 1, you don't need the vision.
Texter says, I lost it because more are coming in now. Oh, here it is. I realize they are remodeling the driver's license building. However, there is not enough parking right now as it is. Will that change? Will there be more than four windows open to serve the public? How about expanded hours such as weekends to help with the long lines in the biggest city in the state? Online scheduling sounds great, except the first availability is usually 3 weeks out. Most people don't plan out more than a few days. From a Fargo listener.
Yeah, so our Fargo, for the people that don't know, our Fargo office is starting a remodel August 1st. and we moved our knowledge testing computers out to the NDSCS site. And what we're doing there then, in the meantime, we're adding two additional windows in our Fargo site so we'll go from 5 windows to 7 windows. We are readjusting some of our staff to make sure we can man those windows. So, you know, we do expect, you know, our wait times to go down, and that's our kind of our plan out in Fargo. And then once the remodel's done, we'll have, you know, more room out there. We're going to have 7 windows with the capability to expand if necessary from 7. And I think we're just going in the right direction for Fargo. We understand, you know, there are long wait times now. You know, making appointments is definitely something we strongly recommend. Even if they're, you know, 3-4 weeks out, at least you have that appointment. If you come in with your appointment number, you go right to the front of the line and you're in and out very quickly. And that, you know, if you do make your appointment out a couple weeks, 3, 4, or 5 weeks, we do send email reminders out before those appointments come up. So if you do forget, you will get a reminder. And from the people that have used that, people have talked very positive about that.
Great. Let's see here. Let me get one more text in and a couple calls. Can a Native American get a real ID if they only have a box number?
Yeah, they would need to get a residence certificate issued by the tribal agency.
All right. Let's see here. Phil in Fargo, go ahead for Brad Schaefer at the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Driver's License Director talking real ID today. Go ahead, Phil.
Yes. My question is, seeing as the same info is needed to get that new driver's license, which I already have, but anyway, the same information is needed as you need for a passport. And I'm wondering why this can't be, or maybe it can be, but used as like a, not a full-blown passport, but a passport card in order to travel by vehicle or foot between U.S. and Mexico or U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Phil. DHS has their own requirements. So these are just requirements that fall on the states for real ID. So as far as going, you know, over land with a real ID, you can't do that. You would need the part requirements that you need for a passport card or a passport.
Yeah, I was just curious, you know, because I have a card. But anyway, I was curious about it because it looked like it would be a sure simplify things, you know, if they say.
Sure, good question, Phil. I'm going to squeeze in one more call. Wendy in Wahpeton for Brad Schaefer. Go ahead, Wendy, quickly.
Hi, I had a question on the Wahpeton place where you get your license. Is why over the years have they changed it from every Thursday being able to go in to twice a month on Thursdays, first and third Thursday? And it seems like then it just makes people go to Fargo more, which has all the business, all the long lines.
Yeah, that's a great question.
One you're going to take under advisement, it sounds like, maybe, huh?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think a lot of it is the staffing issues. We have to rotate our staff around.
Got it. We're going to have to leave it there, but we're out of time. Brad, thanks for the time today. Thanks for the call.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota, celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at 7 Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches.
It's being called the largest workplace enforcement action in a single state in a single day in the nation's history. In Southern California, a man's in custody after police say he killed four people and wounded several others during a stabbing and robbery spree in Garden Grove in Santa Ana last night. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotel Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. When you flip the switch on for that air conditioner on a hot North Dakota day, give a little thanks to the folks in the lignite industry, your neighbors in this great industry who for decades have provided affordable, reliable energy. And reliable is the thing I want to focus on today, because we are affordable. The most affordable in the country have coal-generated electricity, clean air, all that. But really, the reliability is the amazing thing. And that's what's so crucial going forward on this energy source. For the reliability, you got to have a baseload that's always there no matter what. And that's what coal provides. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Dave St. Peter, yesterday our host for a fabulous day in the Twin Cities, watching the Minnesota Twins. They didn't win, but, you know, the experience, the fun, and everything's just amazing. And I asked Dave a little bit about the North Dakota connection with the Twins.
You know, we've had great fun with our theme nights and great support out of the Red River Valley and really the whole state of North Dakota. You know, I can't say enough good things about our fans outside of the Twin Cities. And the state of North Dakota is very much Twins territory, and particularly the Fargo-Moorhead area into Grand Forks out to Bismarck and Minot. We get a lot of fans each and every year, and that's important to us, so we say thank you.
And an NDSU football game coming up too, right?
Yeah, you know, as a UND guy, I'm not sure what to make of it, but I'm excited. I'm excited because it's fun. It's fun. It'll be a fun day with 35,000 Bison fans in here having a great time. I think it'll be an electric atmosphere. It's kind of fun to watch football in here. We don't do it very often. We did it one other time. I expect we'll do it again in the future, but, you know, NDSU deserves a lot of credit for the brand, the culture they've built around their football program, and it's a special group, and we're proud to be hosting them here on August 31st.
Well, I'm sure you know, but a lot of us are rooting for that Bismarck St. Mary grad, that UND grad that's continuing to lead the Twins in great fashion. Keep up the great work.
Well, we appreciate the support, and I feel the support of North Dakota, and it's good to see you and so many people here at the ballpark today. Thank you.
Class act, that guy, Dave St. Peter, Bismarck St. Mary's native. And, UND grad, and gone on to do great things. So it's certainly fun, no doubt about that. And it's been a fun thing to watch. All right, 26 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. And our final conversation today with some guests, and we're going to give you a chance to just say anything else you want to say, because the phones have been ringing, the texts have been coming in today. It's been a busy day. We're going to talk a little bit about the University of Mary breaking ground on the new engineering facility, and setting the completion date for that, and get an update on how things are coming along on this project, which I believe is a game changer of sorts. And why do I say that? Well, for one, we have a workforce crisis in the state. We have more openings than we have people to fill them, okay? And obviously, engineering schools at the University of North Dakota and DSU have done great jobs, a great job over the years, cranking out the great graduates. My son happens to be one of them from UND, electrical engineer. But it is with the University of Mary's touch to say, okay, yes on engineers. We're not going to crank out the numbers UND would or NDSU would, but we're going to find a slice of what's needed. And that's what I think is most interesting. And to talk a little bit more about that is someone who is in the business himself, engineer for More Engineering, and the first graduate of the program, Michael Gorder. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, fantastic. And Chip Hinton is here, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of Mary. Hey, Chip, how you doing?
I'm well. Good morning, Scott.
So we got a completion date. We got a groundbreaking. We're on. We got a graduate in Michael Gorder. This is now off the tablet as no longer an idea, a concept, but something that's actually happening. Tell me, Michael, first, how you think what you received in the way of an education and an engineering degree at the University of Mary is different from one that might be at an NDSU or a UND, or for that matter, any typical engineering school.
Yeah, we just have smaller classes, and you get more hands-on, and the Bismarck community has really involved with it. There's engineering firms that come into our classes, talk about what they need, what they want to see done, and our professors try to perform that, and firsthand, I got a great experience. I was able to play 4 years at University of Mary to play basketball and got my engineering degree, and I think I was perfectly ready, and yeah, I've started working the last 2 months, and University of Mary prepared me very well.
Through the process of deciding, okay, who am I going to work for? You were working for More Engineering. How much of what you learned and how much of that University of Mary model came up in the interview process that you've done? And tell me how your employer received it.
Yeah, I actually interned with them a couple years ago, and all the engineering firms that I interviewed for really are involved with the University of Mary and like want to know more about it, how it's going, and they're really involved and they're really excited about it. Yeah, it wasn't much of an interview about myself. It was kind of an interview about the University of Mary and how the program's going to shape us. And the Bismarck Mandan community with engineering firms are excited, and even in Dickinson and Williston, there's jobs available. And the interview process was pretty easy. Everybody's excited for what's to come from the University of Mary.
And Chip, from the perspective of prospective students that are looking at the University of Mary engineering program, what kind of questions are they asking? How are you explaining the differences?
Well, first of all, what has really been a blessing to the University of Mary are terrific students like Michael Gorder. So I've had the chance to work with him, and just happy that he was able to get in our program and get through it and have a terrific job like that, which is the hallmark of what we do. But the questions we get asked about are, so which of the programs that we offer, the electrical, mechanical, or civil engineering, should they go into? And so we spend quite a bit of time up front in admissions really finding out the right lane for them to be in so that we can help them to progress and just be successful. So we work on that. One of the things that over in admissions that I'm the most proud of is we've just seen tremendous growth in the numbers of the students that have come through, and we know with this new facility that we're building, we'll see even more of that. Over the past year, a 20% growth in the number of overall engineering students that are interested in the University of Mary.
Yeah, that's a great story. It really is. Michael, talk about the faculty. I know that you're a pioneer here. You are the first graduate, but so you've been part of this program. When you had one engineering professor, right?
Yes. Yeah, we started with one engineering professor, Dr. Pillen. He's the head of the engineering program now. He taught all of my classes starting my sophomore year. I took my generals my freshman year, and the sophomore year I started taking engineering classes. Yeah, we had 8 or 10 students in the class, and we had one teacher, and every single class we had Dr. Pillen. Now it's grown to 10 plus now, and now we branched off, and now we got more labs going on, and the professors are just great. We've really selected some really great ones that really go hands-on and really go out of their way to help us better ourselves, because they know the engineering field better than us, and they know what we need to do to be successful after college.
Do I understand right? He might have motivated you just a little bit by telling you that he'd never had a student athlete in engineering graduate because it was too tough, right? And you were an athlete. You're playing for the basketball team.
He previously taught at NDSU, and he told me right when I started the program that he's never graduated a college athlete before. And I said, that's too bad. I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove you wrong. And, 4 years later, and, I proved him wrong, I think.
Incredible. And remind us a little bit, Michael obviously had a little bit different facilities than future graduates are going to have at the University of Mary at Chip. But tell us a little bit about the project. I know it's underway. I know it's going. But when it's unveiled, what will it be? Tell us a little bit about the facility.
This thing is just miraculous, especially, hearing Mike talk about his experiences and number of instructors. One of the things that I'll tell you about hands-on at most colleges and universities, our hands-on and the way this engineering school is going to be set up is completely different than others. You know, most times, Scott, when you talk about hands-on, you get a lecture in one area and then you get hands-on, and, maybe that's at another time or in a different place. The way this lab is being set up, our students, and I'm sorry, Michael, that you won't be able to participate in this, but our students that are going through this program will have the opportunity to get a lecture about what it is they're going to be talking about, and then without having to go to a different segment in that classroom, be able to get the hands-on demonstrated, and then they'll be able to actually try it themselves. So you're going to get the lecture, you'll get the demonstration, and then you'll get to try it yourself right there in the lab that they have set up. That's why this is so exciting. That's why we have so many students who are very interested in our engineering program as a result of it.
Yeah, and Michael, what as you hear him talk about that, what do you think the difference will be with that? I mean, how do you think that affects your learning?
Yeah, it's just a different mindset. But you're just getting it right there, and then you're just really hands-on, and you're really diving deep more into it. You're not taking a pause and then going back to it. So you kind of learn and teach as the time goes on, and it's going to be incredible. I'm very jealous of what they've got, but I couldn't be happier for my classmates that are up and coming to have that lab and opportunity at the University of Mary.
You know, what I like about it, I mean, it's kind of a running joke, I guess, in engineering circles about, the sort of interactive skills of an engineer. I'm sure you've heard that enough, and I know your dad's an engineer, so it's probably, one thing you bristle at a little bit. But, I mean, those of us that are not engineers, and again, I have a son who's an engineer, right? So I'm saying this about my own son. They have they're wired a little bit differently. And those soft skills, added to the incredible intelligence that it takes to be an engineer, is a game changer, I think. That's what, really gets me excited, Chip, about the promise of this program. Not necessarily cranking out hundreds and hundreds of engineers, but the quality of engineers, the leaders that are going to come out as a result of recognizing that's a game changer, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so you called it out about those soft skills, and certainly those things that not only help you get through an interview, which is important, but those things that help you to be a leader, not just on your job, and I'm really proud of this about the University of Mary, but those skills that will help you to be able to lead through your life. And so that's the reason why up front we spend time with our students to find out what's the proper career path for you, and then right away we begin, through advising all the way through their education, we begin to prepare our students for those things.
Fascinating. Well, gentlemen, great story. You told a good story today. Michael Gorder, first graduate of the engineering program at the University of Mary, a project we've been following since it was on the drawing board back in, 2014, 2015. And great things happening. Chip Hinton, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of Mary as well. Chip, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
Ryan, you're first
Drive
to go next.
Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. And if you've been thinking, yeah, I know they got those new Sierra pickups, but I need like the heavy duty ones. Well, guess what? The new 2020 Sierra HDs are now in stock. Check it out. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
I failed to mention earlier when I brought up some breaking news, we received some polling from Governor Doug Burgum's political folks. That show just some incredible numbers. I mean, these are mind-blowing numbers. Trust me, these are like a like people shaking their heads right now in government, like you can't believe. For one, you have still some people who don't think Doug Burgum, you know, is the real deal. You know, they should be using a telegraph machine today to communicate if they think that. But there are some people who think that. And these numbers just prove what a political force that he is. It has transformed, political landscape in North Dakota. Somebody can come in brand new, just sort of like Donald Trump did, to come in brand new out of the business community and do things that I think some people think, well, legislature doesn't like this, or these people don't like this. And you know what? The pesky people, they like what he's doing. So it's amazing. Anyway, I posted the numbers and the poll on my Facebook page. If you want to see that, Todd, you maybe can share that. And here's some of the comments. A lot of this is focused on Senator Heitkamp because she is, I guess in political circles thought to be a potential candidate for governor. And if she was, which I never think I never thought she was myself, but if she was, this would sort of end that because, the polling has Governor Burgum leading Heidi Heitkamp 62-33. So some of the comments are about her, of course. Daryl says, time for her to get out of government. She is, and I think she'll stay out of government. Shane says, high five. What do you think he means by that, Shane? Todd. Shane saying, high five. I'm not following.
He likes the idea.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Maybe it was the Chuck Schumer.
There we go.
The Chuck Schumer reference, maybe the high five.
Well, there you go.
I forgot about that.
How did I forget about that one?
It's humor. It's very good humor.
My brain is feeling better these days. Now you made me think about that again.
Chris Ray says, true, she is not a good fit for North Dakota, unfortunately. A supporter of Heidi's there with a comment. Ryan in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, hopefully I can articulate nicely. I get a little nervous on the radio. I want to make two quick points. I watched a video interview of this guy that was actually at one of the shootings, and he had said that his mother normally concealed carries, and for whatever reason, she didn't bring her handgun that day. So just think of, what could have been stopped if she actually was concealed carrying that day. And the second thing is, you're talking about all these mass shootings and stuff, and they keep happening. What you don't see on the mainstream media is all the good guys with the guns stopping bad things. And I feel like if people actually knew how many bad guys are stopped on a regular basis with a good guy with a gun, maybe that would actually put some deterrent and other people going, oh, maybe that's not a good idea, because a lot of people actually defend themselves and stop things like this, home invasions all the time that happens, and the bad guy loses a lot of the time.
That's a very good point, Ryan. A very good point, because it belongs in this debate. How many times have, evil individuals bent on doing harm with a cold heart, misguided, whatever, but have gone off the rails. How many times have they been stopped by a law-abiding gun owner? How many lives have been saved by a law-abiding? It certainly belongs in the conversation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When we're talking about whether guns are to blame, well, wait a minute, how many lives did guns save? Here's my number. Here's the number that just blows me away. If you ever have a conversation with anybody who wants to grab guns, ask them if they know how many guns are there in this country. And they likely won't remember. Say, well, how many people are there? Oh, about 300 million. There's 270 million guns. If guns were the problem, if we were not able to responsibly, the vast majority of Americans, use weapons for good or fun or sporting or protection or whatever, then obviously we would have, ridiculous amounts of carnage when there's as darn near as many guns as there are people, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but you never see those stories on the mainstream media. I mean, I'm a fan on Facebook pages all the time, like police, pro police pages and stuff like that. And you hear about stuff all the time across the country. Bad guys are stopped with guns from regular everyday citizens, legal, law abiding citizens, concealed carry citizens, stopping the bad guys, but you won't see that on the mainstream media.
It's a great point, Ryan. Call again, will you?
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Ryan said he was a little nervous about getting his points out being on the radio. You never have to be nervous. In fact, if you are just a little bit nervous, you really want to say something, but you don't want to call, just say, Scott? Todd? I'm a little nervous. And we'll say, don't be nervous. You're fine. Take your time. Don't worry about it. he reminded me, though, something I was going to bring up earlier, and I forgot to get to the bottom of. I've seen some reporting, and not drilled down real deep on it, suggesting that the mother of the shooter in El Paso, the evil terrorist down there, had called law enforcement to warn them that she was worried about what her son might do. Now, if that's true, that's another Parkland. That's another ball drop. Okay? So I want to know more about that, but we'll dig into that a little bit tomorrow on the program. Speaking of tomorrow, we're in Watford City for the Best of the West Rib Fest. And I'm telling you, nobody does it better. They have a street fair, great barbecue, Boy Scouts breakfast in the morning, live entertainment at night. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow, hour two, so get your questions ready and join us in Watford tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.